Morning.
What's up, buddy?
God, look.
Yeah, man, how's that?
Yes.
I bet you people could probably triangulate who this person is. He might be a regular over there, but I was at Michael's in Timonium. Shout out, Michael's.
What's up?
Art place?
No, the restaurant and bar. And
Josh drinks in a Michael's Crafts.
And there's this giant, man, it's one of those giant dreadnought cars, those land yachts. Might have been like an old caddy or something from the 70s. The hood on it is as big as cars are nowadays.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's old, it's blue, it's faded. It looks like something Uncle Buck would drive.
Hell yeah.
And it's, I think the guy might be a regular at Michael's. And it is the inside of it, which is gigantic, filled to the rim with just trash, stuff, trash, garbage, to the point where I was like, I got to get a picture of this. I almost got a picture of it. But then I think the guy, I think he left.
Oh, but I want you to get a picture of this bad boy.
There's got to be bugs up in there, too, right?
Oh, there's got to be life inside of that thing.
That's like a little mini outdoor ecosystem.
It is, especially if the garbage in question, or the garbage, as we're calling it, is food containers. If it's leftover wrappers from fast food, if it's something biological or biodegradable. A car is not an airtight environment. A bug will land on the outside of that window. It will crawl its ass through some sheet metal. It will find itself in there. A fly, for example. It will lay eggs, and it will turn the damn thing into Pandora. Our friend, former listener of the month, Bobby Tropicana, Jim Grove, found this link to a...
Did we tweet it?
I tweeted it. It's up and on there right now if you want to look at it. It's called Carbage, and it's exactly what you're describing, Carbage. There's a woman on College Parkway. I'd love to have somebody tweet or text in. I've seen her 10 times. I'll see her 10 more. She's got a Chrysler LeBaron. It's a Chrysler LeBaron. It's a yellowish.
Is it a convertible Chrysler LeBaron?
It's a hardtop. And she has, it doesn't appear to be food, but I can't tell. It's about a decade of junk mail.
Yes, it's always the junk mail.
All of the dashboard junk mail. Passenger seat, it's up above the rim of junk mail. The back seat, it's to the ceiling. It's all junk mail. The whole thing is just scraps of paper and boxes, and the woman is not looking good behind the wheel.
Yeah, these people are not well.
She looks like the old lady from My Secret Life of Pets 2 with all the cats.
Yeah, and then you can tell the ones, like the one right here, number 6, it's like a few down.
Play along on the home version.
You can see it's got like toilet paper on the dash. It's got some napkins, like some utensils. It looks like there's a pillow.
Ooh,
this person's living in that, like, this is their house.
That might be their home, which is a different wrinkle altogether. But then
this is just I mean, these people are hoarders. They're mobile hoarders.
Scroll down.
Imagine what their house looks like.
Okay, there's the one with the toilet paper roll.
Oh, all the cigarette butts.
That's the one I'm looking at. Oh, my God.
The rusty windshield wipers.
They take their cigarette, they ash it out, and then they flick it into
the dash.
Where the dash meets the windshield. And I'm thinking, you must have zero plans of trading this thing in like
that. No.
There's no chance. This thing just ends up in the trash heap.
A lot of fast food containers.
Oh, the red one. Oh, my God, the red one is all McDonald's. It's all food. It's all food. What does the inside of that MF-er smell like? I know when I get some food in the morning, and I maybe will throw it in the bag it came in, cinch it up and leave it on the passenger side floor to throw away later. I open up the door. I smell it. It just smells like whatever breakfast sandwich or half a bowl of fruit that I didn't finish or whatever tube gas station meat. What does this rolling McDonald's smell like? However many months later. 410-338-1098, 410-338-1098. Are you seeing the photo of the one? I can't tell how they identify themselves as with the blue hair.
Yes.
What is that thing? That is the person.
That's what the person looks like.
That is that person. That person has treated their body like they treat their car. It is full of garbage.
It says, telling on myself. It's cleaner. It's cleaner now. No. I guess they cleaned it out a little bit. And she's standing in front of the open door of her car, which is just...
Or his car. We don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if that's
Josh,
a man
check
or
this
woman.
One out.
Look at the windshield of this one. This reminds you of someone you might have used to work with.
Hey, God.
Look, I'm not going to say anything, but you walk out into this parking lot, there's a few cars out here that are...
Are you a peeker?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm a big car peeker. I'm a big, like, just kind of hang my eyeball in there and be like, have you seen... Oh, I don't even identify the car. I'll tell you off air. There is a car out there that I have seen panties on the passenger side seat. Not just
really?
Like, ooh, I just got done doing it. Panties, just like, I might have just had to change my clothes. Because there's socks on the floor. There's shoes in the back. But
change.
Like me, I changed myself. No, not like anybody had what I did a couple of weeks ago in the car.
Just on the go, had to outfit change.
That's it. Maybe I was just working up a real
nice
bra.
Before you get out, like, you're at work. These are your coworkers. You just leave your panties sitting on the front seat. But there's some cars that are just disgusting out there.
Yeah, I'm having trouble.
Like I said, probably every time I get gas, I give the inside of the car once over while the thing's pumping.
Uh-huh.
You got 5-10 minutes to kill.
Yeah, clean it out.
You grab all the garbage, throw it out right there. That's what you do every single time.
Oh, the food ones are the ones
that
are messing with me.
That's what us normies do.
Yes, the ones that, they remind me of an automotive episode of Hoarders where it's not just full of garbage. It's where they're so full of garbage, they've had to cut themselves a path to sit in. And there is like a porthole in the window that they're looking through garbage. This person here, let me back this up. Again, if you want to play along and follow this thing.
The work truck?
JSS 98 Rock. Here's the Reddit thread we're looking at.
How does the guy even see out of the windshield?
Is that the one where there's plastic bottles all the way to the ceiling?
Ew, look at that.
How do you see? Half of the windshield is covered in
trash.
Your filth. It is awful.
That just gives me anxiety. Like, I go over, we have a coworker here. Whose house is not the cleanest. It's a little bit cluttered and disheveled. And when I go over to that house, I have a physical reaction. I get anxiety and I can't be in that house too long because the mess just overtakes me. I'm like,
Red Toyota truck. Here, how are you driving? There's no more windshield.
That car can't be mobile.
At that point, yeah, maybe that car is no longer mobile.
Are we going to talk about also maybe having pets up in there?
Oh, God. Oh, have you just
got the hair and the spit and the...
Just crapping it up. Did you see... Was it an episode of Hoarders or Animal Hoarders? I can't remember. There was the insane old woman who, for whatever reason, she was flush with cash. And she'd rent a limo to go everywhere. Do you remember the old lady that rented the limo episode? I think it was Hoarders. And she had like 13 cats. And she'd take the cats into the limo. She had a designated limo.
For cats.
She'd put the cats in the limo with litter boxes.
In the limo?
In the limo. She had so much money from an inheritance or something.
No.
To where she wanted to go anywhere.
She had a cat limo.
And they're like, okay, it's Mrs. Henderson on the phone.
I don't believe it.
She gets the one limo at the end. And there was litter boxes and there was food and her whole house was funky. She was an insane old cat woman. 410-338-1098. Let's go to the phones real quick. Josh in Westminster may know the truck. Josh, good morning.
Yeah, you're talking about an older red Toyota truck?
Who?
You,
me?
Scott, you were bringing up earlier? You
No, that was a big old Cadillac, remember? You said you...
Oh, I'm looking at a picture of a red truck here on this Reddit thread, but I don't know where it's at. It might be Milwaukee or whatever. Have you seen one of these things? The one I'm looking at is from Washington State.
Okay, in Westminster,
There's
a guy named Dave. I'm not going to say his last name,
but
he drives an older red Toyota pickup, and that thing is slammed to the ceiling, floor to ceiling, with old newspapers and just fast food garbage.
Yeah,
and
these people are not well. Is he a not?
How he sees out of his vehicle is beyond me.
And he drives it.
And he drives it every day.
Oh, God. What? You know the guy by name, but do you know him?
No, I don't know him personally. I've had at least one encounter with him where he has almost slammed into me. And
Yeah, because he probably can't see you because his car is packed to the hilt with garbage. So,
whoa, look at this. This person, I can get down with this person. Can't sit in the passenger seat, I'll tell you that much, but there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 White Castle bags.
Okay, hitting that's
up, beating up that White Castle. Garbage. What do you know about garbage? It's a combination of two words. It's the word car and garbage.
Oh.
And you get garbage. See what we did there?
Yeah, look at that.
Reddit thread going around about cars just filled to the brim with garbage. I wish I got a picture from that car from Michael's. I was about to get it, and I didn't have a chance.
These are cars that are so filled to the brim, they resemble a house from Hoarders.
The other good ones are, too, when the back shocks start to give out because there's so much stuff in the car.
Oh, you see the ass end of, like, the LeBaron pointed up at the sky? Like, wait a minute, there's not those fat twins that ride motorcycles in the back seat. And I did find the woman, the woman I was talking about that had the limo. It wasn't Hoarders. It was Intervention. Search limo, woman, intervention. And, yeah, that was sad because her house, I'm not going to say it was garbage, but she slopped up a very nice limo that she'd rented just with cats and rum and cat litter. 410-338-1098. There's someone that we know that I'll read a text without giving them away. They say, I wish I had a picture of my dad's truck, always full of junk and trash. It was so bad when he showed it to my engagement party. There was a treadmill in the back. Not for anyone there, just because he found it dumpster diving and had been driving around with it for God knows how long. He can't help himself from dumpster diving. The man has a PhD and has a very comfortable six-figure retirement income, and the dude can't stop himself from filling his car with garbage on trash day when he sees discarded items.
A lot of times that comes from upbringing, the way your life was, you know what I mean? A lot of times if you grow up poor,
you hold on to stuff.
You're taught not to waste anything or to hang on to things. Mm-hmm. And it's like,
this is not garbage, but to me it is in a roundabout way, and something that if I'm a state trooper, I pull your ass over for no good reason. When you have the car with the handwritten messages all over it, usually biblical verses, and then 1,000 bumper stickers and various messages. He is returning. End of days.
Who was the guy in the news, Speaks, with the van? Remember the van?
That's right. There was like
they arrested the guy in the van. He was like a shooter.
Is this the...
Did he shoot people? And then they find his van, and it's just got all
the guy who sent packages to CNN.
That's what it was.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I thought you were talking about the white van in the city that kidnaps girls.
The
body parts.
That? Have we found the body pilferer yet? Okay, yeah. Yes, that's right. It was owned by 56-year-old Caesar Sayoc.
Yeah, that's it.
That was the guy that had the outside of that car was garbage. It was just covered in insanity. 410-338-1098. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Joe in Baltimore. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
How are you?
I'm doing well. When I was younger, my cousin had a car. I don't want to say the make or model because I don't want to get anybody in trouble, but it was a very small little two-door car, and this thing was filled. The back seat, the passenger seat, everything was filled with trash and dirty clothes. And along the back window on that little shelf there were, let's just say, adult videos and magazines just sprawled open for the whole world to see right up in the back window like he didn't have a care in the world.
That's a strong flex. That's a strong flex. All right.
Cop here says, pulled over a car that the only window you could see out of was the front windshield and the driver window. All garbage, had to have them get out of the car because I was going to throw up.
Oh,
we haven't even talked about the smell.
The smell has to be horrible. Someone was actually asking you, have you seen the live PD truck that was pulled over to be searched for drugs? And they stopped searching because when it was opened up, roaches poured out of it.
Oh!
It was all roaches, just filth and roaches and refuse. Let's talk to J.D. and Havre de Grasse. J.D., good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey.
I used to work for a franchise lube service, oil change.
Yep.
And we always did the courtesy vacuums.
Yep.
And we would have about four or five regular customers come in, and their car was completely filled with straight garbage, just cups and cups and cups of food and clothing. And we would actually sometimes refuse people for that because we can't get in their car and drive their car into the bay with it stinking so bad.
I don't blame you, man.
Yeah, you get curdled milk in there or spoiled meat or something like that. By the way, that's dangerous to your health, too. If you've got to pull that car in there and work inside of it, outside of it, and you're breathing in some sort of mold from a rotting Wendy's triple, change your oil yourself, garbage person. Let's go to Dorian and Glen Burnie. Dorian, talking about garbage.
Good morning.
Morning.
I got a good one. It's not just garbage. I'm a technician. I've been a technician for 25 years, and this thing stands out to me more than anything else. I was working on a vehicle. I got into it, and it looked like it was a thick layer of dust on everything.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
So I did everything I needed to do and got to the end of it and went to greet the customer and let him know what was going on with his car. And by the way, there was a huge bottle of lotion in the car, huger than normal.
Oh, God.
Huger than normal.
So I went to talk to the customer, and he was covered in psoriasis.
Oh, no.
Skin?
It was skin flakes?
Oh, God.
Yeah. So I was breathing in his skin the whole time, inhaling it.
Accidental
it off
cannibalism.
The whole thing. I almost lost it.
Oh, you did brocaine. You were just snorting another dude the whole time.
The first time I've ever heard that sentence in my life. I was breathing
in his
skin the whole time.
The whole time you're breathing.
Absolutely.
Well, dust is skin.
Dust is skin, yeah, but to that degree, and if he's got genuine psoriasis, that is absolutely horrible. How long ago was this, bud?
Maybe 10 years ago.
Oh. When you put the pieces of the puzzle together, did you get physically ill?
Yes, I had to go home for the day. I had to take a shower. I threw away my uniform.
Did you vomit? Almost.
When I put two and two together and the light bulb went off, I was like, oh, my God.
You just see this crispy, crunchy guy walking towards you. That's my car over there. Please, if you wouldn't mind bringing my car back to me, please. It's just hunks of Dorito are falling off of them. Well, Dorian, we here at 98 Rock feel like you have suffered enough. So on behalf of everyone here at 98 Rock and Wawa, you, my friend, have won yourself a Wawa gift basket. Congratulations, buddy. See, it's 2020, and there's no better way to toast the new year than to visit your local Wawa for a hot cup of 100% sustainably sourced coffee featuring 9 everyday flavors and 2 new limited edition offered reserve blends available in a new vibrant cup for the new year. Cheers to our friend Dorian.
I got a nice little Wawa gift pack.
There you go. You've suffered long enough, so we're here to help fix your situation. I need to go vomit.